Welcome to episode 21 of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I am your host, Roger Landry, TLV, and my co-host and the producer of this show is my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts. The name of today's show, or the title of today's show, is DOJ and FBI WTF. And no, I'm not going to explain it any further than that. Just slow down a little bit. I'll repeat it again. You'll understand fully. DOJ and FBI WTF. Now, I'm going to go over my normal intro into the show, and then we're going to get into something that's making me very angry. It's making me extremely angry. I grew up in a country that I don't live in anymore. But before we get into that, let's talk about the mission of this show, and that is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. One of the easiest ways for us to do that is to give you a platform where you can talk, and we will get to that. No, as I say weekly, this is not a really pleasant way to introduce a show, but today's reality is blatant and not very pleasant in very many aspects at all. That's the reason for the Eagle's Eye Report in the first place. For anybody who thinks that Roger enjoys doing this show, I don't. I don't enjoy doing this at all. Why do I do it? Because these are things people need to be aware of. They're things people need to understand. They're things that affect your life every single day. And as we go forward with the issues we're suffering or facing today, it affects your life more and more every single day. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio, our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio and SoFlo Radio. I also want to mention to you the same thing I've been mentioning for the last couple of weeks, and I think it's worth repeating. Okay, these platforms, and especially I know Annie's, are supported by the donations that you can give. Putting a $5, $10, $15, or $20, or even a $25 donation, whatever you can afford in on occasion, is a great thing, and they all appreciate it, all three platforms. What can you do to make it a little bit better? If you're going to put $5 in or $10 in and you do it on a semi-regular basis or every once in a while, check the little box that says make this a monthly donation. Why am I asking you to do that? Because it becomes something they can count on, something they can put into their budget as a reoccurring income, meaning they can expand the platform, they can give you better services, they can give you more. Because they know they can count on a certain amount each month. So let me give you a hint. If you're putting in $20 a month, you're putting in $20 every once in a while, then go to $5 or $10 and click the do this reoccurring monthly. It'll all come out to the same in the end, but at least they will know that each month they're going to have that amount coming in. Again, this helps them build a budget and give you more. So please consider that for all three of these platforms, and we appreciate anything you can do to help them. Okay, Stephen, how are you today? And I think you and I have had a discussion. Well, I know you and I have had a discussion on today's topic, and you know Roger's not sitting here giggling to himself.
No, I know you're not giggling, but I already mentioned in the Shake and Wake chat that there's no need to explain what WTF means. We all know.
No. Yes. Nor would I on Annie's platform or any of these three platforms. But, yeah, we've all grown up with things like that being said on a regular basis or printed on a regular basis. Okay. All right. Now, our mission, again, is to keep you armed with the vital truth. And as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion or being kicked to the curb for telling the truth. And this, of course, is TLV Talk, which is the sponsor of this show. And TLB Talk is a platform that the Liberty Beacon Project, which I founded over 12 years ago, set up specifically to give you the ability to say the things you can't say on Facebook, to say the things you can't say on Twitter. That, oh, by the way, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but the Liberty Beacon Project no longer has a place on Twitter. They decided to kick us to the curb because we were lying, except everything we were saying was true. And a lot of it has been proven true. But do you think they're going to come back and send us a message that's saying, oh, we screwed up, you want to come back? No, they're not. So we are putting our efforts into the TLB Talk platform, and we welcome you all to come and join us. It's very easy to get there, tlbtalk.com. All one word, tlbtalk.com. And we would appreciate you coming in and either teaching or learning. These are our two main goals, to either bring in enough people with good information to teach those who don't have that information, or for those who don't have that information to go in and learn it from those who are willing to teach it.
Okay, Roger.
So, yes.
I just want to say that I lost my original Twitter, but I have a second Twitter account now, but they give me the reason. It was a load of crap reason. They said, oh, we thought there was some nefarious activity on your account, so we suspended it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
What that means is they didn't like it. It wasn't in accordance with what they think or what they say, or they want people to believe, or the truth hurts too much when it's going against their bull crap. That's what it means.
Yeah.
But you and I know that, and believe me, I'm not going to miss Twitter. Because as I said, we focus a lot on TLB Talk now, and it's a great place to go and be able to spread a word without fearing that you're going to get it taken down or you're going to get kicked to the curb. Mind you, you still have to do things that are legal. You do something that's illegal, you get the whole platform taken down. We're going to delete it, and we're probably going to kick you to the curb. Illegal is illegal. End of story. Okay? Extremely vulgar isn't going to be tolerated. Okay, but if anything can be said respectfully and without massive amounts of vulgarity, if you go in to pass a message on, any message can be passed on in a respectful fashion or in an angry fashion. Just leave the illegalities or the extreme vulgarity behind you, please. Okay, an occasional bad word, no. Who the heck would be upset about that? Because it's usually being upset that brings them forward. But I'm sure everybody here understands exactly what I'm talking about. It is a platform where, as long as you're being at least semi-respectful to the feelings of others, you can say anything you can't say somewhere else. And with that, we have a massive amount of information to put out today, so I need to jump into this. The distraction was great because I really don't want to do this show. I don't. And for anybody who knows me, like Steve knows me, you fully understand why. Again, the title of the show is DOJ and FBI WTF. And that's exactly what I mean. The politicizing of the DOJ and the FBI is now obvious to even the brain dead. If you happen to be a MAGA fan, or connected to Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, in any fashion, if you are on track to win a critical political victory as a conservative, or if you are in possession of information that may criminalize a high-ranking Democrat or their family member, Joe Bob, you are now a prime target for the DOJ and the FBI. Anybody here who thinks that's a joke, you're listening to the wrong show, because you're living on another planet, your brain is anyway, or in another dimension, or under so far under a rock you don't even get daylight under there. This is normal today. You will now face the wrath of the Democratic Stasi, run by the iron fist of Merrick Garland, Attorney General, and facilitated by his SS foot soldiers, the FBI, commanded by their supreme leader, Christopher Wray. And all under the absolute leadership of our puppet-in-chief, Joe Bob. Yeah, I know the last one was a massive stretch. Joe Bob isn't running anything. But I guess he's still a good enough puppet to be there. They haven't, you know, brought the 45th Amendment up. They haven't kicked him to the curb. They haven't, whatever. Lies will be told, evidence destroyed, okay, manipulated or disconnected from reality, witnesses threatened or bribed, and your personal property seized, whether in home or office raids or in very embarrassing public takedowns. What was Roger just talking about? How many of Trump's aides, how many of people who advise Trump, how many of these people have been stopped in the middle of the street, their phones taken, handcuffed, thrown into an FBI car? How many of their homes have been raided? How many of their doors have almost been knocked down at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning as the FBI screams for them to – and they come out in their pajamas and they're thrown to the ground and handcuffed. But yet none of them have ever been accused of anything or put in jail. It's all for you to understand who's in charge. It's all to represent the mechanism of fear. When the hell did you ever think you would see that in America? Because you're seeing it today. And you're seeing it in spades. But if you are the president's son, Hunter, crimes of the highest order will be shoved into the back of the drawer in timeless perpetuity, even though the evidence of massive wrongdoing, up to and possibly including evidence of a compromised sitting president, most likely exists. Not most likely. It pretty much does exist. Why the hell do you think they're hiding it the way they are? So what do you do? Okay. What do you do when you're looking at sedition intentionally hidden from your view? What do you do? But you're a Democrat. So basically you're home free. Don't worry about it. You're a Democrat. Or if you are an ex-secretary of state named Hillary, who has compromised top secret information by having it on, listen to me, Roger worked for the DOD for 30 years, and Roger was a tech. This is what I did, okay? If your name is Hillary, who has compromised top secret information by having it on a personal at-home unclassified server known to have been breached by multiple foreign actors, or if you intentionally destroy subpoenaed, yeah, I said it and I'm going to say it again, you've intentionally destroyed subpoenaed information and via bleach bit made sure that nobody could ever recover it, and then pulverizing several mobile phones with hammers to destroy any content they may hold. But you're a Democrat, so you're home free. Well, let me see. The Hunter situation, you're a Democrat, you're home free. The Hillary situation, you're a Democrat, so you're home free. Your home will not be raided. Your name and case particulars will not be leaked to their trained puppets, the mainstream media, to be trashed and seriously exaggerated outside of the actual facts. Your wife's panty drawer and your teenage son's sock drawer will not be searched, with maybe some possible confiscations, but we'll leave that right there. Today, America is on very shaky ground. And every step forward increases these disasters and their impacts on our future. If you get away with this now, if there is no pushback, it becomes reality going forward. The SS didn't take over Germany in a day. And I could go country after country and explain to you that this happened because the will of the people was not exercised. And when something becomes normalized, you don't get rid of it. It gets worse. What we are seeing happening around us today, if there isn't a massive pushback against this, count on it tomorrow. Not a guess, an absolute fact. Once a government assumes power at a specific level, it never, ever gives it up willingly. It just doesn't. Any power a government takes, it will retain unless it is forcibly, and sometimes via vote, but unless the public steps up to say, you no longer have that power. Today, too many people are ignoring what is going on right under our nose. We are living in a country today that I never thought could happen when I was a kid. We're living in a country today that science fiction writers wrote about 1984. If you have no idea what that book is, take a look at it. Look it up online. Okay? What we are looking at today is pure fantasy when I was a kid. That could never happen in America. When one political faction can do anything they wish with little to no ramifications, while the opposing faction is demonized simply for waking up in the morning and all for retaining and enhancing their death grip on power, which is just what I explained to you. America has now entered the realm of third world status, a soon-to-be totalitarian hell. For anyone that doesn't agree with everything they tell you, you need to agree with. And all facilitated by federal law enforcement in the guise of the DOD, the FBI, and other deep state players. I have spoken several times about the president's power to declare a national emergency and cancel all elections until it's over. And it's not over until his reckoning. And for anybody that says, well, the people won't put up with it. If the elections don't go forward, you will maintain a Democrat House. You will maintain a Democrat Senate. You will maintain a Democrat in the White House. They will have absolute control. And do you think they're going to give you the majority you need, the supermajority you need to override the president calling for emergency powers? They're not going to do it. And he does have that power. And the possibility of this happening prior to November to keep the conservatives from taking power is looking more and more likely every day. He is already in the process of moving in this direction via the massive rise in white supremacist threats in America. Bullcrap! It doesn't exist. But yet we're being told it does. The politicization of the FBI, they're telling us it does. Okay? He has already declared all Trump supporters or MAGA supporters seditious and enemies of the state, triggering and justifying DOD and FBI actions far beyond what any former president ever even thought to do. Why would a president get up in front of the entire nation and tell them that half the voting public in this country were seditious enemies of the state because of MAGA and because of Trump? Why? Let me give you a couple of reasons before we go into, and I have four articles that I'm going to take clips from and give to you. And all of these articles will be embedded in the article that goes out, of course, every single Thursday, the day after this show, by noon on the LibertyBeacon.com and Eagle's Eye Report. So you will be able to read each one of those articles in full, but I will give you a few clips from each one of those articles so you can see it's not just me thinking this way. Okay? It really isn't. But why would a president get up in front of the entire nation with a backdrop that looks right out of Nazi Germany? Okay? And wave his fists around in the air, telling all of America that half of America was seditious and half of America were enemies of the state, which makes us all treasonous. Why would he do this? Did you think it was going to stop there? Usually when the president gets up in front of the entire nation and makes a statement like that, he is prefacing something. Prefacing, prefacing. He is getting you ready for what comes next. He's getting you ready for what comes next. The Democrats are absolutely, fully, 100% aware, unless they do some massive cheating, some massive lying, or whatever, they are not going to retain control of the House. They may not even maintain control of the Senate. And if this happens, it basically pulls the plug on a lot of what they wish to accomplish, which is bringing America to her knees and into the global governance. That's not a joke. You cannot be on a path to destroy America the way we're seeing it, economically, scholastically, every way you think, our fuel, every way you think, our military, all of it's being destroyed right in front of your eyes. There's only one reason you would do that, and that is to make us ready for global governance. They know for a fact that if November rolls around and something drastic hasn't happened, they will lose power. Okay? Hold on one second. Could you take this for a second for me, please, Steve? Somebody is at my door.
Sure.
Okay.
No, I basically wanted to say when he was going to let me in there again that we have about 5.5 to 6 years to turn this around, to end both flavors of tyranny, red flavor and blue flavor. Social Security is getting... It will run out by 2028. That's basically all we have. It's about 5.5 to 6 years.
Yeah. That is, and it's not just that, okay? If you stop to think what you just started, you cannot be spending $7 trillion on a yearly basis, and they're supposed to be lining up for even more. Okay, when we already have a $31 trillion debt, we have a larger debt than just about every other country, not every other country, but just about every other country on the planet combined. It is totally unsustainable, but the Democrats have just pulled the plug on it. They're going to spend more and more and more and more, and it doesn't matter what you say. But that's not so much the focus of the show today. What we're talking about today is the Stasi. What we're talking about today is the SS troops. What we're talking about today is federal law enforcement being weaponized by the Democrat Party to bring you in line or else. That's not a joke. We're watching it happen. What happened to Hunter Biden, who has committed felonies beyond anything you can believe? How many of you have seen the films, the videos online of Hunter Biden smoking crack? Everybody's seen that. Everybody. Okay? And that is just the very tiny, tiny tip of the iceberg. It goes so much deeper, it's absolutely insane. How many of you have absolute knowledge of the fact that Hillary destroyed her servers after being subpoenaed, the information being subpoenaed by the U.S. government? Why isn't she in prison for 20 years? She's a Democrat. Hunter's father's a Democrat. But if you are connected to Trump in any way, shape, or form, we're going to hunt you down. We're going to embarrass the hell out of you. We're going to make sure that you're so scared of us that you're never going to do anything conservative again, and you're going to go find a hole and you're going to hide in it. That's called weaponizing the deep state against your political enemies or those you fear will take your power away because the people have had it with your crap. This is what we're looking at. We are looking at the Stasi. We are looking at a country none of us ever thought we would live in. We live in it today. All right, I do have, and actually I'd rather wait until after the break to get started on them. So Steve, you want to jump in and say anything before I take about another 2-minute rant before the break?
No, everybody's on the right page as far as the the tyrant in charge in the chat.
Well,
they're all on the same page.
This guy isn't in charge, and everybody knows that, and I'm not saying anybody in the chat is wrong, okay? He is the puppet in chief. Anybody who feels that Joe Bob at this point in his life, who, look, the guy just went, to foreign countries. He couldn't find his way on stage, couldn't find his way off stage. He needs an Easter bunny to tell him when to shut up.
Plus, he also fills his pants, too.
And so did Hillary. Yeah. Let's stop and consider this. This guy is not running anything. Does anybody out there wonder how Joe Bob could possibly have gotten 84 million votes? I wonder, too, because it's physically impossible. Well, there's no way in hell it could have happened.
I told you about I told you what a turtle on a fence is, right?
What's that?
Turtle on a fence post. You know what that is?
No.
Well, don't know how he got up there, but you know he had help getting up there.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, so what we're looking at here is a guy who's sitting in office for a reason. You need a puppet. When you are going to destroy a country like America, you cannot have somebody sitting in the president's seat who actually loves America, who actually is concerned about America, who actually understands the intricacies of everything that's going on around him. You can't have it. Do you know why they had to make sure beyond the shadow of doubt? No, I'm not a huge Trump fan, but I'm going to make a point here. Do you know why they had to make sure beyond the shadow of a doubt? Massive cheating. Yes, there was. I don't care what anybody says. I can throw the proof right in your face. Do you know why they had to make sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that Trump couldn't have another 4 years? And why they are desperately doing anything to make sure he doesn't get another 4 years? Because this is what Joe Bob is going to do. He is going to finish the destruction of America. 8 years under Obama, there were supposed to be 8 years under Hillary. It was all supposed to be done. Trump got in there and turned everything around. We had the best economy we'd had in decades. We had what? We were self-sufficient when it came to fuel. The wage increase and the livability increase in this country skyrocketed. The border was more secure than it had ever been. You want me to go on? I could. And they were horrified. We can't have this. We got to make sure this guy doesn't get back in. So we will do everything and anything to not only ensure that Trump is destroyed, but anybody who backs him or is willing to work for him or support him is so scared at the ramifications that they will crawl in the hole and hope the boogeyman doesn't come and get them.
Are you ready?
I guess it's break time.
Are you ready for the break? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I am. I got to breathe.
All right. We'll be right back in a minute, everyone.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, I do want to mention one thing before we go in any further into the FBI and the DOJ's WTFs. I do want to mention that on 60 Minutes, Joe Bob did mention that the pandemic was over. So I want to know when they're going to start backtracking that. I want to know when damage control is going to step in and basically tell all of us that that's not what he really meant. Because if that's the case, how many of the soldiers and sailors that were kicked out or in the process of getting kicked out because they wouldn't take a vaccine that we know is killing more people than and doesn't work at all? It can't keep you from getting it, can't keep your body from storing it, and it can't keep you from transmitting it, okay? But if the pandemic is over, then how many of these soldiers and sailors are going to be called back? How many of these government workers are going to be called back? How many people who are in the process of being fired right now? How many businesses that, believe it or not, in this country are still shut down are going to be compensated because of the oopses they're finding in all of the plans that they used to destroy America during the lockdowns? If this is over, the ramifications for the Democratic Party are enormous. So I am waiting, and I will probably do a show on RBN this weekend coming up on Sunday on Joe Bob saying that this is over and what that means for the Democrats, because it's not going to be pretty for them. But it can be. The only reason he would even state that at this point right now is because they feel it will help them to accrue some votes for for the November elections. That's the only reason they would say it. But let me make a prediction right now that you will all of you, it will be brought back up to you in the wintertime and in the early spring. If this is all over and it is meant to, I don't know, give them a positive, some sort of a positive for the election, then how many of you would not believe me if I told you that probably a month or less after the elections happen, you will see another crackdown. You will see another rise in COVID or monkeypox. You will see mandatory vaccines. You will see everything slam right upside your head again. Why? I already told you why. You give a government power. The last thing they ever wish to do is give up that power. The amount of power that our government has been afforded, the Democrats have been afforded due to COVID, is enormous. And they don't want to give it up. But they know they need some positives to win an election. So in order to win the election, they're going to do anything they need to do, whether it's to declare a national emergency or put the elections off, or to do things like claim that the pandemic's over. And if they claim the pandemic's over, then that power is put on hold until after the election. And if they do retain power, you will see that power resurge, because they will come right back after you with another one. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates is on record a couple of days ago of saying that's not the last pandemic you saw, and they're going to get even worse. How does he know that? Is he foretelling something? When it comes to Bill Gates, that's an absolute fact. All right, that's just a preface of what I will be talking about on Sunday, but probably next Wednesday when I do this show again, we will have even more information on that topic to tell you, so you can expect that. I have four articles, and let's see how many of them we can get a piece of under your belt before we end this show. One of the articles is Biden creates DOJ task force to combat domestic terrorism and declares a national emergency. Oh, gee, what did Roger say? If Joe Biden has to declare a national emergency and forestall the elections, he will. He's already putting together this committee to look over just how bad MAGA is in this country. He's already putting together a commission via the DOJ to decide just what a threat this is to America. What's the threat? White supremacists. What's the threat? MAGA. People who wish to make America great again. Current and former FBI agents have told the Washington Times that the perceived white supremacist threat is so overblown by the administration, it's insane. These are FBI agents, whistleblowers, saying that the white supremacist threat is being intentionally overblown. They said top bureau officials are pressuring FBI agents to create domestic terrorist cases and tag people as white supremacists to meet internal metrics. In other words, it doesn't exist. You have FBI agents going to this newspaper and to congressmen and senators and saying, we're being forced to increase the supposed threat of domestic terrorism because we're being told to. We're being told to create cases where they shouldn't be. This is what the FBI is doing today. It's not me saying this. You can read the article yourself. You can go to the Washington Times and read what they published yourself. The demand for white supremacy in the FBI vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy. Did you hear what I just said? The demand for white supremacy in the FBI vastly outstrips the supply of white supremacy. This is said by an FBI agent who spoke to the Washington Times on the condition of anonymity. Anonymity. Excuse me, I always get that wrong. We have more people assigned to investigate white supremacists than we can actually find. They have all these people assigned to do this, and they can't find enough white supremacists for the people they have assigned to do this. So you have to manufacture cases that don't exist. You have to take people who may have been a little loud in a school meeting. Oh, my God, these are domestic terrorists now, remember? And you have to turn them into domestic terrorists and put them on a list. So when the list is turned in, it has 10,000 people on it. But how many of them are actually white supremacists, or how many of them are actually domestic terrorists that are a danger to the country? Maybe 200 to 300. The FBI agent said the bureau's leaders have already determined that white supremacy is a problem and have set, excuse me, a policy to prioritize finding incidences of racial violence to fit into the mold of domestic terrorism. Okay. None of that is a joke, okay? This is absolute fact. The FBI categorization of racial violence that may be domestic terrorism goes in only one direction, people. Let me state that again. The FBI's categorization of radical violence that may be a domestic terrorism goes only in one direction. White supremacists who commit violence against persons of color is a potential case of domestic terrorism. If a person of color commits an act of violence against a white victim, it is typically not considered to be a potential act of domestic terrorism. I want you all out there to understand something. I don't have a prejudice bone in my body. I have a family that contains black blood. My wife is from Puerto Rico. She's at least half black. All right? I know this for a fact. There is no, I'm not, this isn't about black or white. But let me ask you a question. If you had to consider the ratio of black crime against white or white crime against black, when you consider that the blacks make up a little over 10% of the American population, but have in fact a majority of the cases of violence black against white, but yet they're fine. You ignore that. But if a white man goes out and pops a black man in the face because he said something or did something to offend that white person, he's a domestic terrorist. And he will be indicated in their logs as such. This is the country you live in today. This all coincides with President Biden's United We Stand summit that's going to happen tomorrow at the White House. The summit built upon the administration's push to root out racially motivated domestic violent extremists, which include the creation of a specialized Justice Department unit to combat domestic terrorism. And who's it against? It's against the whites. It's against the MAGAs. It's against the conservatives. It's against those who voted for Trump. We will shut up. We will be good little doobies, or we had better be afraid. Now, anybody here who thinks that Roger's exaggerating any of this, the links to these articles in the Washington Post, actual articles that were published, okay, the Washington Times, that were actually published, all right, and all of the discussions from these people who have whistleblown on the FBI will be available tomorrow for you to read in total. When Roger gets this angry, and I told, stick up for me here, and let them know that I really told you how angry I was, Stephen, and that this wasn't a show I wanted to do. Is that true?
It is. You told me that. Of course, you know, okay, I would rather not be doing any of this for the last 14 years myself. Anyways, you know, if we didn't live in a bizarro world, we wouldn't have to deal with this.
Okay, let's go to the next one because I've got two more that I want to cover, three more I want to cover, at least pieces of them. And again, you will be able to read the entire articles tomorrow. And I strongly suggest you do, because as bad as it seems, everything I'm saying, I only have time to give you 20% of it. And you really need to read all of it. And then you need to go and do some more research. I'm going to tell you that on the Liberty Beacon website alone, which has been published for 12 years, if I go in and put FBI in the search bar and hit enter, there are 2,130 articles on the FBI. How many of them do you think are good? Yeah. Okay, FBI brass censor agents report warning of political influence. Senator Chuck Grassley, who is a Republican from Iowa and the top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, appears to have included a bombshell allegation in a QFR he sent to the FBI director, Christopher Wray, after a contentious hearing last month in the Senate. And it got quite contentious. I watched it. In question 16 of the questions he sent to Ray, Grassley revealed that his office had received allegations that a special advisory committee made up of FBI agents from the field, not in the office, agents from the field, raised concern with the FBI director, Ray, that politics had infected the Bureau's investigation decision-making, but those concerns got excised from the final report. What are they saying? They're saying to their boss, the guy who's running the organization they work for, and I have much more respect for the field agents than I do for the people who work in the office, although even some of them go the wrong way. But that's not the point. They are telling, this is a committee made up by these people, they're telling their boss that they are seeing the politicization of the FBI, and when they complain about it, it is removed from the final report and not a word is said about it. It's as if they never brought it up. Why? At the hearing, this is what Grassley is saying to Ray. At the hearing, I asked you about the FBI Special Agents Advisory Committee that presents reports and concerns to you. Grassley wrote this on August 11th, okay? The committee consists of FBI agents from all field offices. All of these are in the field. It's been alleged to me that FBI agents provided information outlining concerns that the FBI has become too politicized in its decision-making. It has been alleged that those concerns were removed from this year's final report. Not one word of it was mentioned. Why? Anybody out there got an answer for that? Why? If you've got a committee that's put together just to give you this information so that people sitting on the outside can make you aware of what they see, what the American people are probably seeing as well, if they can see it, things that are not going right, things are not representing the FBI in a good light at all, and you totally omit it from the report. Okay, that just adds fuel to the fire that I started when I started this show. Let's go to the next one. Whistleblower says FBI manipulating January 6 cases to create an illusion of national crisis. Did you hear what I just said? Another whistleblower says, and it's actually more than one, but this is what's coming from one of them. A whistleblower says the FBI is manipulating January 6 cases to create the illusion of a national crisis. You and I know. Okay, you and I know because we've seen films, we've seen videos, we've heard people talk, we know people that were actually there. There were two or three windows broken in Congress. That's it. The only person that was killed, and we went over this in the last show, the only person that was killed was one of the protesters. A vast majority of, meaning 98% of those who supposedly rioted, not protested, were invited into Congress. Oh, police opened the doors and waved them in. Yes, there's videos of that. They moved the obstructions away so that they could get in and waved them in the door. And they went through Congress laughing, giggling at each other, and taking selfies. They didn't destroy any of the statues, any of the paintings. They didn't. There was no fires started. Towns weren't burned down. Pallets of bricks weren't specifically placed so they could do mass destruction conveniently. People didn't die on the side of law and order. None of that happened. None of it. But yet, we have a whistleblower stating that the FBI is intentionally manipulating January 6 cases to create illusions of national crisis. This is an FBI, an inside whistleblower. And again, there's more than one. This is just what this gentleman is saying. The top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee said a whistleblower has come forward detailing how the FBI is manipulating cases related to January 6th riot to create the illusion of domestic violent extremism in a that it's basically a widespread problem in the United States. The FBI case categorization creates the illusion that threats from the DVE are present in jurisdictions across the nation, when in reality, they all stem from the same related investigation concerning the actions on Capitol Hill on January 6th. Such an artificial case categorization scheme allows FBI leadership to misleadingly point to significant increases in DVE threats nationwide. Are you kidding me? I'm reading this straight out. This comes straight from Congress. This comes straight from the whistleblowers, not the whistleblower, the whistleblowers, stating that the FBI is screwing with their records to intentionally prove in some fashion that, again, all of us white supremacists, all of us MAGA people, all of us Trump voters are seditious and enemies of the state. The whistleblower disclosed that the FBI is sacrificing its other important federal law enforcement duties to pursue the January 6th investigation. Why? Because you need to destroy your political rivals, the conservatives. Jordan wrote, and yes, this is the Jordan you're all thinking of, the whistleblower recalled, for example, being told, listen to me. The whistleblower recalled, for example, being told that child sexual abuse material investigations were no longer an FBI priority and should be referred to local law enforcement agencies. Such a posture is not only a dereliction of the FBI's mission to investigate violations of federal laws, but it's a grave, okay, and to the victims of child sexual abuse and other crimes that do not advance the FBI's political agenda. In other words, child sex crimes aren't going to get the conservatives out of our way, aren't going to keep us in power, aren't going to allow us to consolidate more power, aren't going to allow us to take on the authority that no American ever wants to see us have. So you kick those cases back to local law enforcement. We're not going to deal with them anymore. What? This is child sexual abuse. This is one of their main categories of investigation. They are eliminating it from things that they wish to do because it will not help them to take control over the conservatives. None of this is crap. This is all a fact. Okay? Let's go on to the next one. Big Tech spied on private messages on conservative right-wing individuals. There is absolute proof. Okay? Under the FBI collaboration operation, somebody at the FBI red flagged these supposedly subversive private messages over the past 19 months and transmitted them in redacted form to the Domestic Terrorism Operation Unit of the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., without a subpoena. It was done outside the legal process and without probable cause, said one of the whistleblowers who spoke up on the conditions of anonymity. Facebook provides the FBI with private conversations that were protected by the First Amendment without even getting a subpoena for them. According to one Post source, they, Facebook and the FBI, were looking for conservative right-wing individuals. None were Antifa types. None were BLM types. They were all white supremacists. They were all MAGA, I don't know. Yeah, they were people like you and me. We were enemies of the state. Once flagged, the private messages were farmed out as leads to the FBI field offices around the country, which would then reach out to the area's U.S. Attorney's Office to legally obtain private conversations that they already had. Did you hear what I just said? Once they knew about this, they would send ticklers out to the U.S. attorney offices in that individual's area and get permission. Now they're going for permission to get the private conversations they had already been given to them by the Facebook individuals without a subpoena or a request. As soon as the subpoena was requested, within an hour, Facebook sent back gigabytes of data and photos. In other words, now we reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, all of a sudden, we can have a subpoena. Now, all of a sudden, Facebook has already ready for this. And it says right here, as soon as the subpoena was requested, within an hour, Facebook sent back gigabytes of data and photos ready to go. It was already ready to go. They were just waiting for that legal process so they could send it. It's a waste of our time. Okay. I'm gonna go over just the last couple of paragraphs here because we've got 2 minutes and I really want you to understand this. Okay. That said, the feds aren't finding much to prosecute. Even though they're getting gigabytes of data, they're not finding enough to prosecute. They're basically saying that was a waste of our time. This is one source familiar with the 19-month frenzy by the FBI to find domestic terrorism cases to match the Biden administration's rhetoric of the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. In other words, they're doing everything they can illegally. This is the FBI doing everything they can illegally. And they're using their partner, their media partner, okay, Facebook, which is doing this illegally to give them information on you that they can now request subpoenas with illegally gathered information. And once they've got the subpoenas, Facebook can now give them everything they know about you, everything in every account that you have, so on and so forth. And they're still not finding enough information to find as many terrorists as they need. Okay. We got about 2 minutes left. Let me tell everybody what's going on here. We are living in a country right now where the DOJ is absolutely corrupt, where the FBI is now the SS for the Stasi, and the Stasi is the DOJ, where Joe Biden is being told to preface an attack on conservatism in America, on those who voted for Trump, on MAGA people, on conservatives. When he stood up in front of the country and told them that MAGA was bad, that we were enemies of the state, he prefaced what was coming. None of this is a joke. Please read the article, this show, and those four articles will be embedded in tomorrow. If you think anything I said is grandstanding, anything I said is a lie, anything I said is an exaggeration, you're going to find out once again, I don't lie and I don't exaggerate. This is all hell breaking loose in America. And it's to hide two things, an absolute grasp on power to bring us in alignment with global governance. And another thing it's dragging our attention away from, and we will be doing a show on this next week, is the massive die-off that's happening across the planet due to the vaccines. We haven't talked about that in a month. I have information that you may not want to hear, but you have to. The people dying off across the planet right now, it's being hidden from you like you would not believe. These are the two things happening. A political breakdown, an economic breakdown, that's one, and a massive die-off from the vaccinated across the planet. We'll be talking again next. Well, before we go, Steve, last word, please.
Last word. Stay tuned till next week. We are in.
Thank you all for listening. Steve, you're a treasure, my friend.
We are in the most interesting times, as they say.
Yeah. Anybody who thinks this is boring, you're a moron.
All right, folks. Till next time.